just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham.
A railway employee was once caught in car refrigerator. Refrigerator car. There are bogies where the freight is transferred through rails, and those cargo filled bogies, some of them are very chilled. That's known as refrigerator car. So railway employee once accidentally caught in that ice cold chamber. So inside the chamber he was dying, and he thought of writing something there on the wall. He wrote, "The temperature is cold. I am becoming colder and colder. Now I am about to die. And here I die." He wrote that and he died. The next morning, when the chamber was opened, they found him dead. But on that particular day, the electricity had failed, so the temperature was normal throughout. But he thought, "The temperature is cold because I am caught in ice cold chamber." So temperature was normal throughout, and yet he died because he created a thought that it is cold. It is cold, it's cold, it's getting colder, and I cannot sustain this temperature. He died. Whatever the mind accepts as reality, wherever the attention goes, that thing becomes reality. It may be unreal. The unreal becomes real if we accept it. If our attention goes, whatever you focus on, wherever your attention goes, that thing becomes all the more powerful. It becomes the center of attraction, and then that thing attracts you. If you focus on one pebble, a stone, the stone can become treasure. So wherever mind goes, wherever attention goes, jahan hamara man hoga, there will be our treasure. So this attention is very important thing. If you focus on vices, the vices become powerful. Because your attention is on the vice. If you focus on food, the food becomes powerful. Then you cannot think anything except food. All attention is diverted to this. If you think of the divine, the virtuous, the beautiful, the pure, purity will pull you. Divinity will attract you. Soul consciousness will lift you. The love of God will raise you. And you would fly. If you focus on the dark, the darkness will enter the mind. If you focus on the light will enter. Even though you may be traveling or going through a dark, dark tunnel and you don't see any light, total darkness, and yet, a hope, a desire for the light. The darkness will go away. The rain will stop. Sunshine will come. The thunder would cease. The morning is around the corner. The light is waiting for you. So where our mind is going, attention will move. Wherever attention flows, there is our treasure. And then, even if it is unreal, it will become real. Attention will create conviction, belief. So it's very important where our mind is. Even more important is what you see. Wherever your vision goes, energy flows. Chi follows your vision. The energy, the vital energy, the chi follows your vision. I look at the picture. The picture has a tendency, it attracts me. If it is the divine, if it depicts the divine, if it depicts the pure, purity will fill my intellect. If it depicts the vulgar, the impure, impure fantasies and addiction would be created. So it's very important where you see, what you see, where your eyes go. It's even more important where your mind goes, where your attention goes. So, be watchful on your own guard. Yesterday we saw three types of diamonds. Those who are ever shining, the second ones who are intermittently shining, and the third one, the shine is not there, but rather they are tainted. Bab Dada ne dekha vishesh karan ek do ko dekhna aur ek do ko had ki prapti mein copy karna. Yeh itna hai, main kyu kam hu, yeh lahar jyada dikhai deti hai. There is a competitive spirit. You start competing with others. This is a competitive world. There is cutthroat competition everywhere. And competition feeds your ego. You have seen today's children. They are taught competition right from the childhood. The society teaches them competition. You have to come first. If he comes third, parents are unhappy. This competition is sustaining or feeding this ego. And when this child becomes an adult, he's a balloon filled with I and mine. So Baba is saying, why are you comparing yourself with others? You are unique, not just unique, not just special. You are not just unique. You are not just special, but very, very special, not just very, very special. VIP, not just very, very VIP. Asami, not just that. You are your masterpiece. Each one of you is a masterpiece. Uncomparable, unequaled. Nothing can compare your matchless beauty. You're not just unique. In today's Sakar Murli Baba said, everybody's disease is different. Everyone's sickness is different. So everyone's speciality is also different. Everybody's Purusharth is different. But so there's no question of comparison. Somebody is doing more seva, somebody is doing less. Somebody is getting everything, somebody is not getting anything. But remember, each one of you is unique, special, VIP. You are God's chosen, God's selected, and God's elected. God chosen, God selected, and God elected. This is God's parliament. This is Divine Sabha. A gathering of holy swans. You are not ordinary ducks. You are swans. The rarest of the rare. The highest of the high, the purest of the pure, the greatest of the great. So why you are comparing yourself with anyone? There's no question of comparing. Comparison is death. Yes, you can learn from others. You can copy few things if you love, if you like. There's a better word in English, emulate. Emulate means you admire somebody and you love to be like that person. You see a particular quality in somebody. Somebody is very humble. You learn humility. But that doesn't mean that your own personality, you should start copying that person. One is copying, imitating. Another is learning. This one is emulation. Emulate that person. Bab Dada ne dekha vishesh karan ek do ko dekhna aur ek do ko had ki prapti mein copy karna. Yah itna hai main kyun kam? Yah lahar jyada dikhai di. Follow father ke bajaye. Follow ek do ko karte hai. You have to just follow one. The word follow has got three meanings in Hindi. Anukaran, anugaman, anusaran. One is to imitate, another is to follow, another is to behave like him. Anukaran, that means whatever his behavior, that should be your behavior. Anugaman, wherever he walks, you walk. Anukaran, whatever he does, actions, imitation, mimicry. That is the meaning of follow. So when you start to imitating others, follow others, or doing what they are doing, anukaran, anugaman, anusaran. When you follow human beings, they are limited beings. They might be having a certain speciality, but at the same time, they suffer from certain defects. Some hidden imperfection. So if you follow a human being, that's good. You take some of the good qualities, but then you see some bad qualities also. But that also you start taking without understanding that this I need not to take. Because no human being is perfect. Baap dada bachcho ki kami bhi jante hai. I know everything. There is nothing which is hidden from me. I know every leaf. He is the seed. This is the tree. You are a leaf. The seed will not know the leaf. Maya tadmudam sarvam jagat vyakti murtina mastani sarva bhutani nachaham teshvavastita. Everything is in me. I am the seed of this world. I am the alpha and omega of this world. I am the beginning, the middle and the end of this world. Everything starts from me and everything ends with me. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, I am the world almighty authority. What I tell you is the essence, is the gist of all the scriptures and all the Vedas. My every word carries an authority. So I know everything. Don't think that I do not know. Bholanath, he is Lord of the Innocent. Bhulanath, the one who is staged in the stage of forgetfulness, but he is also Bhalanath, Dharmaraj. If time comes, he will assume this furious, fierce form. Baap dada bachcho ki kami bhi jante, lekin visheshta dekh visheshtaye aage badhate. He knows everything, but he makes your, he keeps your specialities in front. Is vidhi se hi swa parivartan sahaj ho sakta hai. Bachche knowledgeful jyada hai, lekin powerful ho, parivartan nahi karte. Baap dada yahi chahate hai ki ab samay praman swa ke upar attention jaruri hai. So the most important thing is attention. Self-attention. Attention on the self. Focus on the self. Attention on the self. What is going on in this internal world of mine? What thoughts, what emotions, what dreams, what desires? What yearnings, what longings? What memories? What ambitions? What defects, what imperfections? What is flowing in this river of subconscious? See your own thoughts, your own actions, your own speech, your words, your behavior, your relationships, your own body, what's happening in this body, your wealth, what I am doing with my wealth, your drishti, your vritti, your kriti, your dreams, your imaginations, your memories. What is happening? Where is the fault? Is there a shade of unreality over these things? That's why Upanishads shout, Astoma. From unreal, from untruth takes me towards truth, towards real. There is a shadow of death, take me towards life. So self-attention needs three things. Self-attention needs checking and changing. Check and change. Become self-checker. One should be lenient towards others. But for oneself, one should become a strict judge. In today's Sakar Murli, there is a statement, don't give sorrow to others. But there is yet another statement, don't give sorrow to yourself. Atmahinsa. Don't commit that. Self-violence, self-suicide. check yourself, understand yourself. What is the problem? Be strict, but not harsh. So check and change. Second is introspection and retrospection. You go within yourself and you go back into your life and check. Check, open the accounts of last 5 years and see what is happening. This is the account: 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020, 2025, 2021. How were these years? Was I stable? Or the same malady, the same sickness, the same disease is getting carry-forwarded, and I'm not able to pinpoint. This is the problem. Check, change, introspect yourself, retrospect yourself. Go within and go back. Hindi, there is a good word, Sinhavalokan. What does that mean? The lion looks back like this. That means you see your own life. Retrospect. Introspect, retrospect. And the third is silence and solitude. The more you enter into the deeper silence, attention moves inside. The more the silence, the deeper would be checking. The more the silence, the more you are surrounded by silence, the more the image is reflected. It's like the ripple-less lake where you can see the moon reflected perfectly. So when the mouth is silent, it will lead to thought silence. Silence at the level of thought. Silence at the level of emotions. The emotional turmoil would cease. There's something known as thought crimes. Crimes done at the level of thoughts. They have yet not manifested into words or actions even, but they are happening at the level of thought, at a very subtle level. You will be able to find out what are those thought crimes. Because not every crime is unpunished. There would be associated punishment in the form of mental anguish and restlessness. So when you are in silence, you move into solitude, away from others. This silence and solitude is the foundation of spiritual life. So in your hectic lifestyle, take out at least 40 minutes, 50 minutes, to 1 hour, 2 hour, as much as possible, where you are in silence and there is none there. You and you alone. Om Shanti.